President Donald Trump wants to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border because he says it would solve a crisis there. But others say the actual crisis playing out on the southern border is with the country's asylum system. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey introduces us to a Central American who won her asylum case and has now settled here in Arizona.
Lindsay Sopal weaves a shopping cart through the long aisles of a fabric store. The warehouse-like building is packed with all kinds of colored textiles and materials for making clothes. Sopal is here to get supplies to make a dress for an event hosted by the International Rescue Committee in Phoenix.
Vine a Honduras porque, pues, por mi condición de ser transgénero.
I came from Honduras because I'm transgender.
Sopal won asylum last year, moved to Arizona, and is building a new life. She has a day job and plans to use her fashion design skills for a side hustle. It's all a big improvement from life in Honduras, where Sopal says holding a job was almost impossible. She started the transition to become a woman in her early 20s. Now her black hair touches her shoulders. Anywhere she went in Honduras, people looked at Sopal like she was an alien.
Cuando tú te subes a los autobuses y hay hombres, escupen.
When you get on buses, if there are men, they spit.
Sopal says she was sexually abused as a child, tried to commit suicide after fallouts with family, and had her life threatened by a gang in Honduras. The threat was the genesis of her journey north. Data show Sopal was among nearly 9,000 Hondurans who applied for asylum last year. Less than a quarter of those cases resulted in the person being allowed to stay in the U.S.
She struck me as someone who might have a little bit more difficulty presenting a case on her own.
And that is one reason why Wes Brockway was Sopal's attorney. He works for the Santa Fe Dreamers Project in New Mexico, which represents people who, like Sopal, are held in the Cibola County Correctional Center. Brockway says his team used the science behind social work to help build Sopal's case.
Because a lot of her trauma was very recent and very fresh, and it was also on top of a lifetime of trauma that had started, you know, at a very young age and was very severe.
Brockway says Sopal's testimony was consistent and she gave strong evidence in court, where she appeared via video conference because the immigration judge was in Colorado. Unlike most people, Sopal's case moved quickly. She says she entered the U.S. last January, spent more than 3 months in detention, and won asylum in May.
That's unbelievably rare.
Sarah Pierce is a policy analyst for the Migration Policy Institute, a think tank in Washington, D.C. Pierce says asylum seekers can wait years for their case to go forward.
The real crisis that's happening at the southern border is with asylum.
After preliminary screening, asylum cases travel through the immigration courts, which have a huge backlog that's been inflamed by the partial government shutdown over money for a border wall. Pierce says the U.S. should invest in totally revamping the asylum system instead.
That would eliminate a big flow that's going into our court system right now, and it would allow these cases to be adjudicated faster, more efficiently.
After Sopal quickly won her case, a LGBTQ activist group helped her move to Arizona. Sopal has gotten more help from the International Rescue Committee, which sent a translator and small business coordinator on the trip to the fabric store. Sopal tells them a basis for design that will guide how she makes the dress and other clothes.
La tendencia y la diferencia.
Every year you want to mark the trend, but then also you want to do something different. You want to do something
put your own special.
Sopal picks out the materials, has them cut, and then pays the cashier. Sopal says her faith in God got her to this point, and she doesn't want to become a burden on the U.S.
Y yo pienso de que si tú sales de tu país y este país te da grandes oportunidades para que tú puedas hacer algo.
If you leave your country and the U.S. gives you big chances to do something, it's best to help this country so it can keep helping others.
Sopal's trip to the fabric store cost less than $150, and she got materials she thinks can be turned into a dress worth thousands. Sopal will learn more about the price people in her new country are willing to pay for the dress next month. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.